AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Concerns about flying, particularly 737 MAX 9s, after a section of fuselage blew out Friday night on an Alaska Airlines jet. Kelly Bartlett was seated three rows away.
Until the investigation is completed, until we know what happened, what went wrong, it's a little scary.
Former federal crash investigator Alan Deal notes the MAX's history.
Indonesia and the Ethiopian fatal crashes with the MAX 8, a slightly different version of this, but just recently they found loose nuts on the control rods, the bolts that hold the rudder controls.
The FAA has grounded all MAX 9s operated by Alaska and United Airlines for inspections focused on plugs used to seal an area set aside for extra emergency doors not required on the airline's jets. President Biden campaigned in South Carolina today, denouncing what he says are attacks on truth.
Banning books, denying your right to vote and have it counted, destroying diversity, equality, inclusion all across America, harboring hate and replacing hope with anger and resentment.
Norman Hall reports winter storms could have an impact on the Iowa caucuses.
Iowa State University political science professor Max Shelley says turnout at the caucuses is already low and the weather is nice. Shelley says because little is at stake for Democrats, turnout for the party could be in the single digits. He predicts about a 20% GOP turnout. Shelley says a big snow dump will dampen turnout even more.
It's a problem particularly for folks who live in outlying rural areas. A blizzard there pretty much means you're marooned for a couple of days.
Multiple appearances planned for Monday by the Trump campaign had to be canceled. I'm Norman Hall.
An Israeli airstrike killed an elite Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon Monday, and Pope Francis is calling for a universal ban on surrogate motherhood. This is AP News. The NFL's regular season has ended, and so have some coaching stints. Gethin Coolbaugh starts with the Falcons.
Arthur Smith went 7-10 in each of his three seasons. Atlanta closed the season with an ugly 48-17 loss at New Orleans, its second consecutive lopsided defeat.
This is the industry we're in. Love coaching. Obviously, that wasn't the result we wanted today. How the season ended.
The Washington Commanders have fired coach Ron Rivera. The Commanders lost 8 in a row to finish 4-13 after opening with back-to-back victories. Washington made one playoff appearance by winning the NFC East at 7-9 in 2020 during Rivera's four seasons in charge of the team's football operations. General manager Martin Mayhew and a majority of the front office and coaching staff are also expected to depart as new ownership begins sweeping changes to put its stamp on the organization. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.